I'm David Lewis, Executive Director of Save the Bay. Save the Bay is the only regional organization that combines political advocacy, wetland restoration, and environmental education to protect and restore San Francisco Bay. For over 60 years, we've led effective campaigns to keep the bay clean and healthy. Today, we're preparing the whole Bay Area for the impacts of climate change, including here in San Jose. Join us on the shoreline as a volunteer or discover more ways to get involved at savesfbay.org. Let's create a resilient future together.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay, a review of what happened at SAP Center at San Jose on this date, Saturday, the 29th of March, 2025. Sharks lose the game by the score of 6-1 in front of a sellout crowd of 17,435 fans. And in the beginning of the contest, the Rangers definitely had jump, which you expected given the fact that they played last night on the road in Anaheim and were disappointed with the result, losing in overtime. It were back-to-back saves by Jonathan Quick and former Ranger Alexander Georgiev to get everybody's heart bouncing. Celebrini's got it. He skates with speed to center. Coming to his right, cross the line, drop pass, Will Smith, cross ice pass. Eklund the shot, save made by Quick, and the rebound gobbled up by the Rangers. Only one man back in Lucas Carlson. Down the right side, Hoffman shooting one from long distance. That's a save and a cover-up by goaltender Georgiev. And so those were some good saves to start to keep the score nothing-nothing, but the Artemi Panarin show started at 12:04 of the first. Now on the left wing side, Panarin throws to the middle. Moving across the blue line, it's Trocheck cutting to his left, turning to the boards, feeding Panarin on the left boards, back to the point, Vaakanainen explodes his stick, but in front, Panarin shoots, and he scores! Vaakanainen tried to take the shot. He broke his stick. The puck trickled to the right circle, and there was a seam there. Panarin wide open in the left circle getting that pass. Had time and beat goaltender Georgiev to make it 1-0 Rangers with 7:56 to go in the first period. First of two goals in the game for Artemi Panarin, his 32nd of the season. Braden Schneider got that pass across the rink for the primary assist, and for breaking his stick, our Juho Vaakanainen got the assist, and it was 1-0 New York. 1 minute and 52 seconds later, the Sharks gave Artemi Panarin a little bit too much space, and it was in the back of the net again. And right now, Panarin backskate, shoots, and scores! Rangers winning the faceoff. Panarin backskating with the puck on his stick like a defenseman might, and just sent a wrist shot from about 50 feet through all traffic, and it snuck by Georgiev. Suddenly, it's 2-0 New York. It's the Artemi Panarin show with his 33rd of the season, second tonight. Panarin from Borgen and Trocheck. I thought that was his most impressive one.
Yeah, he's a real special player, obviously. And if you give him time and space, he's going to make you pay. He does a nice job of holding on the pucks, outwaiting you when you're defending him. And if you don't close him quickly, he'll make you pay.
Well, he made him pay right there. Second goal of the game for Artemi Panarin, his 33rd of the year. Will Borgen and Vince Trocheck got the assist at 13:56 of the first period. Rangers outshot the Sharks 14-5 in period number one and were dominant, and they were up 2-0. In the second period, the Sharks put some pressure on. Will Smith had a great opportunity, but the old reliable Jonathan Quick was there. Rebound near boards off of Quick. Celebrini gets it again, waves at it, misses the puck. Rangers have a 3-on-2 if they hurry. Schneider jumping up into the play, throwing another right. Quick back check by Celebrini, intercepts the pass. Sharks may have a 2-on-1 the other way. Eklund down the right wing has Smith. Smith shoots, glove save! An amazing stop by Jonathan Quick on the 2-on-1 break off Will Smith. With 2:34 gone by in the second, Jonathan Quick flashing the leather. 39-year-old Jonathan Quick with that huge save, and now that we look back at it, that was a pretty important one.
Yeah, it was, and they think about, you know, his ability to make saves and his ability to come in, and obviously he's at the latter part of his career, but you mentioned it earlier, he's re-upped for another year, and he's finding ways to continue to extend his career, and he's a guy who is, you know, doesn't play as much as he used to, but he can certainly make those saves.
And so it was still 2-0 Rangers early in the second. That led things to an opportunity for Adam Fox, and the one-time Norris Trophy winning defenseman picked up a big goal to make it 3-0. Now it's kept in. Rangers, Fox shoots, score! That all started behind the net. Georgiev had a bit of miscommunication for a split second. The Sharks turned it over, and Adam Fox coming in from the point ends up with the puck in the right circle, and he had a full net to shoot at, and he beats Georgiev to make it 3-0 Rangers. That was Georgiev with Mucha Madulin back behind the goal line. Fox getting his eighth from Othman and Zibanejad, and so it was 3-0 Rangers at the end of the second period. Jonathan Quick continued to have some pretty big stops. Here was one on Patrick Giles with about 4 minutes and 55 seconds to go in the second frame. Mucha Madulin leads to Lund. He's across the line. Lead pass tipped on net by Giles. Great save, Quick. Rebound. He makes another stop off Macklin Celebrini. And play is called. And that was nice vision by Cam Lund on that play to get that puck to the front of the net. It was a great A scoring chance. Maybe the best one the Sharks have had tonight. But the score was 3-0 Rangers at the end of two periods of play. And New York would continue to push as hard as they could in the third. Getting over their disappointment of last night in Anaheim, they came up big and put the game away. It was Johnny Brodzinski, the one-time Shark, who would make it 4-0. Here's Johnny Brodzinski moving in. Shoot! Score! Rangers win the draw, and they move down the left-wing side, and the former Shark, a right-handed shot moving in, beats goaltender Georgiev with a long wrist shot that had a lot of steam on it, and suddenly it's 4-0 Rangers. A familiar theme. Rangers win the faceoff. They won 68% of their draws tonight, and winning the faceoff there got the puck ahead. Kreider and Vaakanainen assisted on Johnny Brodzinski's 10th of the season at 3:08 of the third to make it 4-0. Shortly after that, at 5:47, it was 5-0. Fox deftly moves away from Wenberg's check. Skates down the right boards, dropped it back. Keandre Miller, screenshot wide. Rebound, there's an angle shot. Score! So JT Miller was on the left wing side. Looks like he chipped at it. Keandre Miller took the initial shot, and it bounced off to the right. And the Rangers have a 4-on-4 goal to make it 5-0. Crazy moment, 4-on-4 goal against for San Jose, the third one they've allowed. The goal eventually got credited to Adam Fox, his second of the night, ninth of the season, but JT Miller and Keandre Miller got the assists, and by this time, the game was out of hand. But the Sharks hope to get on the board and end the shutout bid of Jonathan Quick, but unfortunately for them, they would end up giving up a shorthanded goal. Rangers come out shorthanded. JT Miller moving down the left wing into the zone, lead pass, and the pass goes to the right wing side, and they score. Vincent Trocheck, shorthanded. Rangers 6, Sharks nothing. That was surgical, moving down the ice, and what a reaction by Trocheck. Vince Trocheck getting credit for his 21st goal of the season. JT Miller assisting. That is the 8th shorthanded goal the Sharks have allowed, and the Rangers a league-leading 15th shorthanded goal that they have scored this season. By this time, it was play out the string, and there wasn't much left to play for, except to attempt to keep Artemi Panarin and Adam Fox from getting a hat trick. The Sharks would do that, and something else would happen out of nowhere as Cam Lund, in only his second NHL game, got thrown on the ice in a late power play opportunity, and wouldn't you know it, in went his first NHL goal. Up ice comes Graf with speed across the line, and he dropped it back, shot, Lund, score! Cam Lund's going to get his first National Hockey League goal on the power play, on a broken play with 2:14 left to break the shutout. That makes the score Rangers 6 and the Sharks 1, and for Cam Lund, a moment he'll never forget. Indeed, he will not. Obey Kubel was in the penalty box for the Rangers for tripping when Cam Lund scored on the power play, his first goal and point in the NHL. Colin Graf, who kicked him the puck, got the assist along with Will Smith at 17:46. Final score was the Rangers 6 and the Sharks 1. San Jose wound up 1-for-3 on the power play while the Rangers continue to sputter on the man advantage at 0-for-2, but the Sharks did give up a shorthanded goal and the Rangers continue to be strong in that department. Shots on goal for the game, 33 for the Rangers and 22 for the Sharks. Alexander Georgiev making a number of decent saves, but also giving up a couple he'd like to have back. 6 goals against in this one. Jonathan Quick, a strong performance with 21 stops and gets the victory in net. Once again, the final score, Rangers 6, Sharks 1. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.